Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotam Klach of Beis Siman Yud Aleph. We're talking about the kavanas that a person is supposed to have of his awareness when he's davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he spoke about that a person should have awareness that the Shekhinah is in front of the Mispalo. So even more than that, that's true all the time. We also maliboy after balav hachi meloy kolores kavanah. The Rosh was everywhere. The Shekhinah is standing right in front of him. And he, the davener, wants to ask all of his needs. Nothing which is created, whether it's a malach or a mazel or a koichov, has the ability. Nothing can fulfill the wish of the davener other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. All of the different koichos which exist in the Bria only act on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's direction. So therefore he will now feel like this poor person who's pleading, supplicating at the doorway, give me something I need, I have nothing and I need to ask. So a person has this thought of that the Baruch Hu is here ready to listen. I have no other place to go than here. There's no other source which can help me. I can do nothing on my own. So I will act like being an oni with Pesach, and I will daven b'lev shalom. In Shulchan Aruch, these thoughts are spread out a little bit, and I'm just going to talk about the thoughts that a person is supposed to have when he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, based on different places in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah, etc. So in Simas Hariches, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph that a person should be aware of the Shekhinah is in front of him. In Simas Haridalad, he said that a person should perceive himself like he's in the Kadosh Kadoshim, which he mentioned before in over here, the Chayyim mentioned before in Simen Yud, in Klal Chabay Simen Yud. If you can't focus directly towards Yerushalayim, you should just think as if you're in the Beis Hamikdash in the Kadosh Kadoshim. The truth is we're always focusing towards the Kadosh Kadoshim, and what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over there is that a person should perceive himself as if he is in front of the Shekhinah, the Shekhinah in front of him, in the Kadosh Kadoshim. His tefillah should be Hashem. It should be an act of supplication. That's in Simen Tzadiches, Sif Gimel. In the Simen Tzadiches, Sif Hey, it says the person should think, "Who am I? Mi ani dal v'nivsa? I am like impoverished and person who's an embarrassment that I should come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to ask anything, and I have no right to do that. Were it not for Roy V'Chastoy." A person should think about the remus akel v'shiflus adam, the greatness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and how lowly we are. That's in Simen Tzadiches Sif Aleph. He should take away focus on tanuy elam adam b'libo. The pleasures of this world should be taken, not be his focus. And then he says in Simen Tzadiches Sif Aleph, this point of the chayodim, they should think about the fact that nothing can really help him, and no nivra malach akerchem can take care of his needs. There's nobody who can take care of him and support him. He has to ask him a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And these are the points that the Chayyotim is sort of bringing it together in a short way. He's putting them all together. Now, a few other things. The Arizal says before davening, a person should accept upon himself the mitzvah b'haftarecha k'mecha. And right before Shemoneh Esrei, that's before you start chakras. And right before Shemoneh Esrei, a person should include himself amongst all of the members of Klai Yisrael, and daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'lev shalom. Mrs. Hashorim brings from a Medrash Shorcha Tov that if a person starts davening, a person should think about, should have a tremendous simcha that he was zoicha to come and stand in front of the Melech. So we have multiple emotions. We have this emotion of yira, coupled with emotion of simcha. It is an awe-inspiring moment. It's scary, but it's also such a tremendous opportunity, and it's so nice that I'm given that opportunity. So we should be aware of all those points. And we mentioned yesterday the person should have in mind to have kavanah to be yotzei to the mitzvah of the raisa of tefillah. It's not the raisa according to everybody, and according to those it's not the raisa, it would be mitzvah of the rabbanon. The person should have in mind to be yotzei to the mitzvah of the rabbanon of tefillah. Okay, so those are the kavanas. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about, before he goes to the next step, there are some different ideas of help, of different ideas which help a person have kavana and be focused during davening. We'll talk about some of those and talk about this concept of tefillah v'sachlanu mitzeyamakim, that it has halachic implications that which are more chomer than many of the other points over there. Okay, have a good day.